they count me a loser for seeking these things. You know? They hate the things that I love. Well, you know? See, God didn't create, like, nice people and then turn them evil. He created us, and by our nature. You know, Adam and Eve, yeah, the serpent tempted them, but you know what? Eve looked at the tree, and it was in her nature to lust after it, being tempted. God doesn't tempt, though he sends the tempter, but God himself does not tempt. Man is tempted when he's carried away of his own lust. That's what James said. That what makes something tempting is the lust that is in man. Well, God created man. Yeah, he did. He created man who had lust in him. He could have created man without lust, but then that wouldn't be the same man, would it? To change man so that he has no lust in him, God has ordained that he should do it on the fly, so to speak. Meaning, he takes away lust in the course of our lifetime. I'm thankful to even have an opportunity to chase after this life, this eternal life. Eye has not seen nor ear heard. It hasn't, you know, man has no idea. Man does not understand the things which God has prepared for them that love him. You know, right? All the, you know, the godliness and all the things he wants us to be, it's just a precursor to what he's going to make and give us in the new heavens and the new earth. And also when there's a kingdom coming on the earth. And again, like I said, it's a new heavens and a new earth. I'm not going to heaven. Heaven's coming to the earth in the kingdom of heaven. And then I'll be there when the new heavens and new earth are made. And there's going to be an earth. There's going to be the heavens are there. You know, I mean, the earth's cool as it is, but imagine there's going to be a whole heaven out there of things. The things I imagine, like I imagine, like I go on, I've watched programs on like the solar system, right? And you look at the moons of Jupiter. I'm like, wow, it would be cool to visit the moons of Jupiter. You know, in the new heavens and the earth. There probably aren't even moons of Jupiter. It's probably moons of Galubidu, you know? I mean, who knows, right? But and that seems like awesome when I see like the pictures that the Voyager spacecraft took of those things, right? And it looks so like, it's like, wow, imagine, you know, being in the spirit so that you could walk across the volcanoes the way Jesus walked across the sea, you know? Or going into these, you know, in these, you know, right? And that seems totally awesome, right? But man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him exceed that. And it hasn't even entered into my heart what that could be. You know, it says like, you know, we're going to inherit him and be one with God. And what that means, so, you know, I was reading in a book about the Catholic Church some time ago, about how that they were taught comparing how the Crusaders versus the Muslims and how the Muslims in their heaven, they had, you know, virgins and sex and all that. And in the Christian heaven, the way the Catholics described it is that, you know, the best part about heaven was the contemplation of the, what was it? The perfect contemplation of the divine, whatever, you know, it was like, you know, you should just basically stand in awe of the perfect contemplation of the perfect blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And it just sounds so boring the way they put it. You know, they made it sound so, you know, and here are these lusty knights, like, okay, you know, that doesn't sound very exciting. You know, because they're not being brought up in the things of God and the things of the scriptures. They don't seek godliness. They're seeking conquest. A lot of times they're defending their lands, I know, against the invaders and so on and so forth. But, you know, all these things are sort of vain. The things man thinks of, you know, I used to think, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to fly. I want to do these different things, you know. And all the things I think of really pale, actually, in comparison to what God has really prepared. It hasn't even really entered into it. Not that those things aren't possible. But I always say, I'm like, will I even care? You know what I mean? It's like when you're a kid, you get a kick out of riding around on a tricycle. And you look at certain things and you're in awe of them. Right? Toys, right? You look at your toys and you see the toys on TV and you're like, wow, that looks so awesome. You know, that race car set or that thingamadoodle. You know, the commercial makes it look so good. When you're an adult, you just don't care about some things, you know? Like, I have no use for a tricycle. You know? I happen to like to play with my kids a lot, I kind of enjoy toys. But you know, the point is, like, some things, when you're an adult, hold no more value for you. What I'm saying is, when you enter into that kingdom, I wonder how much of the things that we think would be exciting would just be sort of passé, you know? Yeah, hiking across Jupiter. You're going to spend 100 years hiking around Jupiter? I'll go ahead. I'll see you later. I'm going to go contemplate the divine essence. I think that's funny. You know, I mean, what that is, you know, people think, well, it's like some floating, like smoking, swirly things, you know. Even if that was true, they certainly had some sort of an idea, because they knew, and I like that it wasn't like, well, there's a big banquet up there, like the Protestants, like the evangelicals would say, well, there's a big banquet, and you can eat as much food as you want, and you won't get fat. Like, they want you to understand, it's like, well, look, there's no sex in heaven, but you can eat as much as you wanna. You pervert. My grandmother wanted me to watch this program on heaven. And they had that Haggard guy who was the president of the Association of Evangelicals who got found with the young men and the with the male prostitute. Okay. And God forgive him and all that. I mean, I'm not trying to hold I think the way they treated him in their church is pretty hypocritical, since they're all a bunch of sinners too, as far as that goes. But okay. Still, I was more, before that even came out. And, you know, honestly, I remember he was talking about heaven. He's like, what's heaven like? I think it was Barbara Walters was asking, what's heaven like? He's like, well, you can eat as many pastries as you want. There's food. You know, mansions are going to be there. Totally misunderstanding the scriptures.